All right, y'all, welcome back to the show. It's Anti-War Radio. I'm Scott Horton. Joining me on the line is Mike Gogolski. Man, I always say it wrong. I'm sorry. Gogolski. Mike Gogolski from BradleyManning.org, the Bradley Manning Support Network. How's it going?
Hey, Scott. Thanks for having me on. You did very well with the surname.
I always screw it up. I can say it in my head right, but my... yeah, my teeth and my tongue, they fight about it. All right, well, anyway, so that's please right. Tell me all about everything going on this weekend in support of... Wait a minute, who's Bradley Manning anyway? Tell them that first, and then tell them about this weekend.
Sure, so Bradley Manning is the 23-year-old U.S. Army private who was accused last year of passing classified information to WikiLeaks, which is believed to be connected to WikiLeaks' releases of the collateral murder video that showed an American Apache gunship gunning down 11 people in the streets of Baghdad, the Afghan war diary, the Iraq war logs, and now the ongoing release of the U.S. State Department diplomatic cables, which have led to and fed into so much unrest in the Middle East and North Africa in the past couple of months. Manning has been held in jail now for 296 days. He is in solitary confinement at the Marine Corps brig in Quantico, Virginia, where, amongst other indignities, he is forced now each night to strip naked and sleep under a very coarse suicide blanket of some sort. And his mental health has been reported by friends who have visited to have been deteriorating in the last couple of months.
Wait, what makes it a suicide blanket? I missed that.
Well, yeah, Manning has been he's been ordered to strip naked every night. All his clothes are taken away. He has no personal possessions whatsoever in his cell. He's got a mattress with a pillow built into it, and they give him this this very coarse, I guess, rip-proof blanket to sleep under, which he describes as very unpleasant, in addition to being cold from not having his, even his boxers.
Now, one of the big developments this week, actually, I'm going to put off the activism for this weekend for a second. One of the big developments this last week has been, I guess, really the exponential growth in public criticism of the treatment of Bradley Manning by the Obama administration, by all different groups and high-level officials, one of whom lost his job, and all kinds of things. Can you update us a little bit on, well, first of all, some of those developments, and then whether any of that has had any effect on how he's being treated in custody there at Quantico?
Well, the effects on his treatment seem to be going continuously in the negative direction. But what has become very interesting in the past week is that I believe it was last Thursday or Friday, State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley was making statements to a gathering at MIT up in Boston and characterized the DOD's treatment of Manning in custody as ridiculous, counterproductive, and stupid. That led to essentially his forced resignation on Monday and a statement from Barack Obama to the effect that he had been assured that Manning's treatment was perfectly okay. So now the situation has gone from one where we could point to the military command and say the abuse might be sanctioned up to this level. Now it's sanctioned all the way up to the Oval Office.
Yeah, I thought that was great, the way he just gave kind of a, well, the military says it's okay within the guidelines, their minimal standards or something. Like, what? Sounded like a very lawyerly kind of answer he gave for that.
Yeah, well, there's a real abuse going on here, and that is that apparently at one point they put Manning on suicide watch earlier this year when there, like, basically the same day that there was a major protest at the Quantico base. Later on, he was, I guess he was being interviewed by somebody at the brig, and, he made the statement about he was, you know, they were talking about whether or not he was suicidal, and he said something sarcastically to the effect of, well, you know, if I really wanted to kill myself, don't you think I could do some damage with the elastic band on my underpants and maybe my flip-flops? So at that point, they started taking his clothes away every day. However, they didn't put him on suicide watch. Putting him on suicide watch would have required that the forensic psychologist who works for the brig determined that he was suicidal. That hasn't happened. So this appears to be purely punitive, you know. It's a, you know, no back talk.
Yeah, well, and, you know, on Glenn Greenwald's blog, he has where even the New York Times and Washington Post editorial pages, hell, even the National Review editorial has a piece condemning this treatment of Bradley Manning, a piece by Robert Verbruggen.
Yeah, the this is really kind of spiraling out of control now, and it's good to see that even some of the conservative news outlets are starting to pick up the torch on this and say, hey, look, this has gone way, way, way too far. This is not America.
Well, and here's the thing, too, is it just can't be ignored. Like I was saying, even the Post and the Times are saying that, look, you can call it whatever you want, harm prevention, suicide watch, this and that. This is all punitive. They're picking on this guy. They're not, you know, depending on, the solitary confinement conditions themselves can be, you know, have been called torture by people who are experts in human psychology and that kind of thing. You can't just keep somebody locked up all by themselves, no sunshine, no exercise, no human contact at all like that. And then the daily humiliations and all that. I mean, come on. If this was going on in any other country, the State Department would be flipping out and pointing at it as a reason why we need to have a color-coded revolution over there or something.
Yeah, it seems exactly right. I mean, the conditions that he's being held under have been condemned by officials in the UK now. Members of Parliament have started speaking out because Bradley is a UK national, although he is not a holder of a UK passport due to his being born to a Welsh mother. It's been condemned by Amnesty International. The United Nations Special Rapporteur on Torture has launched an inquiry. Congressman Dennis Kucinich has been making repeated requests to visit with Manning at Quantico and evaluate his conditions, which have so far been rebuffed. So it's really the military seeming quite out of control, and every time they're, you know, kind of provoked in the slightest way, it gets worse for the man.
Yeah, I mean, it's so easy to see that scene too, isn't it? Like some crappy TV show. The kid makes a crack about his flip-flops, and they use that as the excuse to strip him bare, make him stand at attention, probably give him 50 push-ups or whatever they want.
Oh, it's disgusting. I mean, it's arguably sexual torture at this point, as well as being just torture.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the other part of this too that's obvious is that they're trying to make an example out of him so that other whistleblowers might think twice and think, you know, it's not worth it to have that happen to them. Even, you know, going to jail is one thing, but being tortured in there is something else. And, of course, also, they've already said to the New York Times, well, we're trying to make up this conspiracy theory where Julian Assange made him do it, and we're trying to get him to say that.
Well, yeah, we got a secret grand jury for that.
Yeah. All right, well, hold tight, everybody. We'll be right back with Mike Gogolsky right after this. Anti-War Radio. All right, y'all, welcome back to the show. It's Anti-War Radio. Talking with Mike Gogolsky. Gogolsky, from the Bradley Manning Support Network. It's bradleymanning.org. We're talking about his treatment, and wow, a friend in the chat room sent me this link to a piece by Kevin Zeese out yesterday at Truth Out, where apparently he's got an appeal to the military court to relax the conditions. That includes a very long essay, a first-person essay, about his treatment there. About, first of all, just how the conditions that he is being held under are not being applied to anyone else at that brig, and that ought to be a big clue that he's being singled out for persecution in the name of harm prevention rather than is actually being protected by these guys and their thuggery.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And there's even grounds in the law, as I understand it, that with this kind of, abusive treatment going on, punitive pretrial detention, there's a constitutional breach here that if the law was really going to be followed, ought to lead to Bradley Manning simply being released.
Right, sure. I mean, that's what I'm saying about the guys at Guantanamo who, were tortured. Like, hey, if you were tortured, you did your time.
Yeah, that's...
It seems fair enough to me.
Unfortunately, that's not the upside-down, black is white, freedom is slavery world we live in.
Yeah, it's the homeland now. When I was raised, it was the USA, or at least I still thought it was, anyway.
Oh, but hey, we're going to go bomb Libya this weekend, anyway.
Yeah, well, but it's for their own good, and so you need to get behind that.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, in fact, there's someone else in the chat room was saying Philippe Sands, the guy that wrote Torture Team and has been one of the leaders in the forefront, filing briefs and really trying to get it done, trying to get the Bush administration lawyers indicted for, so-called legal justifications that they wrote up in order to allow George Bush to torture people. And, here he is saying, yeah, it's time to, fire up all the jet engines and load up the bombs and head to Libya to keep the people there safe.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's just unbelievable. But as somebody wrote yesterday, you've got to imagine that the folks at Lockheed Martin and Boeing and is Sperry Rand still around? I don't know. They must be, chortling over their beer right now, saying, oh, thank you.
Right. And meanwhile, the Americans are backing the Saudis and the monarchy in Bahrain, putting down the protests there and in Yemen. And, Hillary Clinton says, oh, well, geez, we wish that the violence in Bahrain was a little bit less, or something with her statement on that. Oh, but they really care about Libyans, though. The Libyans are really special people.
Yeah, I got a good friend who was working in Bahrain until just a couple of days ago.
Oh, yeah?
Fortunately, her employers evacuated her, so she's now in Dubai for at least a couple of weeks. But she sent back some reports and some photos, which were quite astounding.
Tell me about it.
Well, I mean, she's maintained a blog now. I think it's called News from Bahrain, newsfrombahrain.wordpress.com, where she was maintaining a kind of a daily chronicle as things unfolded. She was going down to the Pearl Roundabout, talking with people, getting photos, and then also reporting on what was going on elsewhere in the city, compiling tweets and news articles and so forth. But the latest piece of news just this morning my time was that the new military forces that are in the capital now actually destroyed that monument at the Pearl Roundabout, that kind of great arcing sculptural thing.
Yeah.
Tore it down, as well as bulldozed out the temporary encampments that were there.
All right, well, so to get us back to the point here, Bradley Manning is, they're treating him like he's the Rosenbergs, taught the Soviets how to make nuclear bombs or something, but really all he did was reveal secret-level cables of, State Department gossip back and forth about things that, are classified, and, led to a giant revolution against American-backed dictators across the Middle East, but... hardly was, a bad thing or could be really construed by anyone other than, the mouth breathers over at the Free Republic or whatever as being, some kind of treason. And this is heroism. This guy has set millions of people free already and set in motion, an Arab awakening that's not going away, whether the King of Bahrain gets away with it this time or not.
Oh, and it's spreading beyond that now too. I mean, the India cable release that the newspaper The Hindu has done in coordination with WikiLeaks now has got the Indian government and citizenry in an uproar because the corruption that's been going on in Indian politics is now plain for all to see in the State Department cables.
Yep. And, you know, we found out the truth about the Americans really pressuring the Ethiopians to invade Somalia. Found out, of course, the Iraq and Afghan war logs proved that the government was lying about 10,000 different things. I mean, what this guy has done is I can't see how anyone can question the value of it you know, if they take one look at the chat logs, the motivation behind it, I think the rat Lamo even asked him, why not sell it to the Russians or North Korea or something? And he says, yeah, no, he that's said, not the, why I'm doing this.
The people need to see this. People need to see this.
Yeah, how are we supposed to be a democracy and make informed decisions if every criminal thing our government is doing is a secret? And he really elaborates and really talks about his motives there and their pure whistleblower motives. And, you know, even if you think that somehow, you know, violating your secrecy agreement with the government is just an unconscionable thing, you know, the idea that he ought to be, you know, just mistreated this way, like he's some terrorist, like he was trying to hurt this country rather than help it, you know, to me, it's just, I don't know. It's really amazing to me that they're getting away with this at all. I mean,
you know, you could say, you know, the path to hell is paved with the silence of millions of good men.
Yeah, indeed.
Who are forced into these situations.
Yeah, you know, the Egyptians, they can tear down their whole regime. Why can't we march on Quantico and set this boy free?
Oh, now we can't talk about that. You know, that'd be a revolution or something.
Yeah, sedition. Oh, yeah, the Democrats outlawed that back in the teens. Well,
yeah.
Tell us very quickly where they can learn about where to show up tomorrow, the next day, to support Bradley Manning.
So it's actually over the next 3 days. There's currently 30 events around the world. BradleyManning.org/events. Major event at Quantico Marine Base, 2 p.m. on Sunday. I'm going to be speaking at an event in Vienna, Austria, tomorrow evening. And there's events that range from California to New York, from Australia to London. It's going to be big.
That's BradleyManning.org/events for people
that's
to
right.
take part. All right, thanks so much for your time, everybody. That's Mike Gogolsky from BradleyManning.org. Donate to BradleyManning.org. It's all for the legal fees. It's all legit on the up and up. It's good stuff. BradleyManning.org for the Bradley Manning Support Network. Thank you very much again, Mike.
Thank you, Scott.